I think it's not just the residents, to be honest. Although this service does provide vital links for the people that live in that area, it's also the tourist trade. And I think if you go back to September of last year, we described the move as premature and madness before they'd actually consulted with all the parties. And the Southern Commissioners, they all believe that this route should be continued for the residents and for the tourists. And I know there was a meeting held by the Save the Craigneish bus group on the 28th of April. There were 70 people there, and I believe that there's a taxi driver been helping out as an interim measure because there are still tourists that are wanting to get to Crown of Manx National Heritage's properties, really. I know, obviously, the Minister for Infrastructure, Michelle Hayward, spoke to yourselves on the 23rd of April, saying that her team was looking at options. So I'd say we're a bit more optimistic, but we still know that there's a lot of work to do, but that the demand is there.
The DOI Minister said she's considering reinstating the route and she's going to work with her department to try and sort this out. So how do you feel about this, and how do you think residents and tourists alike will feel about this?
It's certainly a beacon of light, but I do, and the board also, appreciate that, you know, the announcement of this was just prior to the new bus timetables coming out. Drivers will be rostered based on that particular timetable. The minister did not give a timescale, even though she did say she wanted to get the route up and running again. So much as we think this is an urgent need and we'd love to see it reinstated for this particular tourist season, there's going to be a lot of juggling to be done. One of the reasons they said that this route was not viable, and we still find it a bit baffling that there are buses still going to the Nyarbal where the cafe is closed, and yet they're not going to the Sound, which is a bustling popular destination.
How much correspondence have you had from residents across Arbury and Rushen about the bus being cancelled?
A considerable amount. We've had emails about it, verbal conversations about it. And I will use example of a Facebook post on our Facebook page. It's the one when we announced our reaction to this decision on the 16th of April. We had one of the biggest reactions we've had for a while. So lots of people don't see the sense, and they feel that people aren't being joined up, that government isn't working together, the different departments, to find a solution. So there is a considerable swell out there that do want this reinstated.